A trial underway in Michigan could determine if a confessed serial killer, who is also a suspect in dozens of other murders, may soon go free. Under a 1982 plea bargain arrangement, Texas authorities are scheduled to release Coral Eugene Watts in 2006. He will remain behind bars only if found guilty of killing a Michigan woman a quarter century ago. Detroit Public Radio's Quinn Kleinfelter has more.
In the Oakland County Courthouse near Detroit, guards remove shackles from Coral Eugene Watts, an African-American man with a receding hairline. But this Michigan judge and jury know that authorities in Texas remain chained to a promise of immunity they granted Watts decades ago. Under a since-repealed law, Watts was given 2 days off his sentence for every day he served. The confessed serial killer is eligible for release in 2 years, unless this jury convicts him of a murder for which he does not have immunity. Michigan Assistant Attorney General Donna Pendergast told the jury that Watts is responsible for the stabbing death of Helen Dutcher in the Detroit suburb of Ferndale 25 years ago.
It's got all the elements of a grade B horror movie. A woman literally butchered alive, slashed, sliced, and eviscerated, carved up, and left to die.
Pendergast says the key to the case is an eyewitness. Joseph Foy says he saw Dutcher's murder, locked eyes with the killer, but never knew his name. That is, Pendergast says, until Foy saw a national television show featuring Watts.
Without ever knowing that the defendant had a connection to Michigan, Mr. Foy was watching the TV, saw the footage, and yelled to his wife, "That's the guy who killed the girl across the street."
But Watts' defense attorney, Ron Kaplowitz, argues that Foy told police at the time a far different story of what happened on that dark December night in 1979.
Mr. Foy never indicated or never mentioned the fact that he had seen the actual crime. Now, 25 years later, he's going to tell you that he saw the entire crime.
Kaplowitz implored the jury not to seek vengeance because of Watts' past. Watts is a suspect in nearly 90 homicides across the country involving women and has already confessed to killing a dozen women in Texas alone during the early 1980s. He was arrested in a Houston-area apartment in 1982 after being surprised by a woman who found him trying to drown her roommate in her bathtub. Desperate to solve the serial killings, Texas plea bargained with Watts. In exchange for confessing to the string of killings and revealing the location of the bodies, Watts was sentenced to 60 years, not for murder, but for burglary. Mansfield University criminal justice professor W. Scott Thornsley says the Texas plea bargain, while controversial, was understandable.
I think at that time, Texas's hand was tied. The families of the Watts victims, from my understanding, pushed for a plea bargain. Families want to know what happened to their loved ones. So the Texas prosecutors made a deal.
The possibility of that deal could result in Watts' release concerns many of his victims' families, several of whom assembled in the hallway outside the Oakland County courtroom. That includes Helen Dutcher's sister, Betty Rankin, who only learned this year that police suspect Watts killed her sister. She says she was reassured that he was in a Texas prison and never thought she would confront him in Michigan.
Because he figured he was in prison for the rest of his life.
The case that will determine Watts' future is expected to go to the jury sometime this week. According to Texas prison records, if Watts is released, he's pledged to kill again. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.